But last week, I was about 9 minutes into my sharing, we received a tornado warning, and this pretty much meant that for someone's safety, my own, Vicky, and our puppy, that we should seek shelter to be protected and not get blown away. And you know what? I guess we could have just ridden out the storm, so to speak, but we made the choice to seek shelter. And fortunately, everything turned out okay, and certainly appreciative for all of your texts and messages, your prayers of encouragement, and that sort of thing. Even though I wasn't teaching about Jesus calming the storm, maybe that would have been a good topic, huh? We'll save that one for another day. Actually, no, I was sharing about food and how we need it to be healthy and strong physically, and that's true for our spiritual health. Because we don't want to feed on a diet of Twinkies and Coke all day, every day, do we? Bob did a great sharing last night about spiritual exercise and the benefits of physical exercise too, but spiritual exercise. So we're going to kind of continue on along that topic, and I've entitled my teaching, Continue, Continuing, Continually, and Continuously Thankful. And so I thought it'd be a blessing to consider the menu that we have to eat from. I like to change up my physical food selections, and I attempt to do that with my spiritual food intake as well. I mean, how boring would it be to eat the same thing every meal, every day? I'm glad animals don't have a rational ability to think. And even them, we shake up their dietary needs at times. But I'm pretty adventurous. Al, others, Bob, Jeannie, we're all adventurous when it comes to food. And you know what? We can do the same thing with our spiritual food intake. And there's so many different and there's so many unique choices. And that really comes down to a couple of questions is, what are you interested in? What do you like? Who do you think maybe is an interesting person in the Bible? Is there, let's say, someplace in the Middle East that you are unfamiliar with? And for most of us, I would say the question is pretty much everywhere. Or how about a subject? How about a verse that you're interested in? I mean, the menu choices really are unlimited. It has to do with what our desires are, what our hunger is. I mean, maybe it's just an insight. You want to see into the life of Moses, the life of David, the life of Joshua, or maybe just a topic. And tonight we've obviously chosen a topic. And to start us off, I want to go to Colossians chapter 3. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Colossians chapter 3, we'll start in verse 15. And again, my title is called Continue, Continuing, Continually, and Continuously Thankful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And another very familiar scripture verse that we read very, very frequently is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. That seems like a pretty simple thing to do, right? Well, a famous person once said, our fatigue is often caused not by work, but by worry, frustration, and resentment. You know, life is full of little daily annoyances and frustrations. There are inconsiderate drivers, fast food drive-through clerks who never get your order right, an endless series of red lights when you're in a hurry, the clueless shopper who takes 45 things to the 10 items or less checkout register, and on and on and on the list goes. Maybe you face frustration on a higher level, like feeling as though you're stuck in a dead-end job or trying to get through to a rebellious teenager. Perhaps you're frustrated with yourself because you just can't seem to lose weight or stick with that exercise plan. Maybe you can't find the opportunity to spend quality time with your spouse or kids, or you feel you are not on the spiritual level that you desire. Whatever the source, frustration can keep you agitated, upset, and honestly, just no fun to be around. Well, the Bible has an excellent weapon to keep frustrations from infiltrating your life. It is maintaining an attitude of gratitude and cultivating a lifestyle of thanksgiving. When you catch yourself starting to get frustrated, just start saying out loud to yourself, "I refuse to get frustrated. I have a lot to be thankful for." Then begin to say some of the things you are thankful for out loud. Your frustration will start to melt away like a snowball in the hot August sun. If it's a problem that needs to be solved, then ask for God's help. He said he would give wisdom to anyone who would ask for it, according to James chapter 1, verse 5. So let's refuse to let petty frustrations affect us or steal our joy. Instead, we enter into God's presence by giving thanks and praising him, according to Psalm 100, right? Enter into his courts with praise and into his gates with thanksgiving. That's just so cool. I just thought that was a very profound, inspired statement, that you would see yourself getting to that point of being agitated and worried and anxious and whatever it may be, and you're just saying out loud, "I refuse to get frustrated. You know what? I have a lot to be thankful for." And one of the best things about thankfulness is that the more you choose it, the easier it gets. The more you profess gratitude, the more you will notice things to be grateful for. And those thankfulness muscles respond to exercise. So I'm going to give you a couple of little tips here of how to exercise those thankfulness muscles, because it is an encouragement, as we saw from those verses, and it's used hundreds of times literally in the Bible. That's a great study right there. But God's just telling us all the time, hey, a little anecdote to your anxiety and your frustration. Be thankful. Be thankful. Talk about it. Tell it. And the more you do it, it gets easier. And so here's a couple of ideas. How to work your gratitude muscle. Number one, create a gratitude jar. Place it someplace, maybe it's a box. Place it where you will always see it. Leave some notes and a pen next to it, and every day before you go to bed, write down at least one thing that went well that day. At the end of the year, empty the notes out and be reminded how blessed you have been that year. That's 365 notes in your gratitude box, your gratitude jar, whatever it is. Because every day we have something, I know, at least one thing that we can be thankful for that really went well that day. Okay, number two, write a letter or a note to someone who has really been a blessing in your life. You know, it will make both of us, both of them and us and me, feel so blessed, so cared for, so loved. And number three, practice saying, "I get to," instead of "I have to." You know what? It makes life just so much more fun. I get to do this. I get to go to the gym. I get to go to Gape now. Not I have to. Because that seems so legalistic, so like rule-oriented, rather than just having this refreshing attitude of, hey, you know what? I get to live in a great place. I get to go to sleep at night. I get to have a good night's sleep. A lot of other things. And actually, I don't know how somebody specializes in this, but there are gratitude experts. And one of them recommends using visual aids or visual reminders where you post some of your favorite Bible verses about gratitude on your walls or mirrors to remind you to give thanks in all circumstances. Hey, that's the word. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, right? I'll have a quick look at it here. Love that verse. We've said it many times. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. We can put reminders all over, everywhere, right in front of us, at our desks, just sitting there. In everything, give thanks. In everything, everything. You know what everything means? Everything, everything. In every kind of circumstance. And number five, include a time of thanksgiving and thanks every time you pray. You know, God has been really so good to us. And we can thank him for all the blessings that he's given to us, big and small, big and small. You know what? Gratitude can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. You know, as believers, I say we endeavor or be decisive to become the most grateful people that draw breath upon this planet. And you know what? The more grateful we become, the more we will find ourselves living our lives to the absolute fullest in God, in the Lord. And we can thank God. Let's thank God every day for all of the blessings that he has given us. And you know what? By making gratitude a habit, our lives will truly, really be changed. And I thought, what a great verse to close in a Romans chapter 12, verse 2, about the transformation process. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. I kind of alluded to this in the very beginning about our minds. And in the King James Version, Romans 12, 2 says, and be not conformed. One translation says, don't be squeezed into this world's mold. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That you may be made new. You may be transformed, that metamorphosis process. You know what? Sometimes we make this so difficult. It's not that difficult. God gives us tips. He gives us keys. He gives us teachers. He gives us helpers, encouragers, comforters, all sorts of different things. Sometimes we just have to switch our focus, see, and exercise our thankfulness muscles. And you know what? They will respond. They will respond. So, create a gratitude jar. Have a box where you can put something in there every day. Something you're thankful for. Write a letter to somebody. Write a note to somebody. Maybe that you've been thinking about in the back of your mind and you just haven't taken the time to do it. Just do it. You know, it'll bless them. And then maybe change your confession instead of, I have to do this and I have to do that. It's like, hey, I get to do that. And then post-it notes, put things on the walls around you that remind you about being thankful. And then, like I said in Philippians chapter 4, you know, we have a time of thanksgiving, a time to just give thanks for all the things that we've been blessed with. And believe me, you can find something. You can find one thing, if not a multitude of things. I've done this before, where you just start writing a list, and pretty soon it's just like one page after another page after another page after another page. There's just so many things. But hey, I'm not asking you to write page after page. Hey, just have a gratitude journal. See? And so that's what I really wanted to share tonight, is that we continue on this continuing path continually, and we do it continuously. That's really what I think the message of Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 is. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, singing with grace in your hearts, and whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. How? Giving thanks to God the Father through him. Heavenly Father, we are such a blessed people. So thankful, Father, to know that you're the God of all creation and that we can just get to know you, Father. And we thank you that you are the one who loves us and cares for us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. I'm back, guys, because I don't know what happened there. No tornado here, but I am here, and hopefully you got all of that. I was just getting ready to pray, so I'll do that again. I don't know if you missed it or not. So we've got double prayers here. Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy and privilege of knowing you. How truly we are so thankful, Father, to know you, to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and to have another day on this planet, to draw breath and to be able to praise you, Father, by the Spirit, with our words and with our actions. And thank you for each and every person who's joined tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.